A new survey of business attitudes in this country to disability reveals that many companies are in danger of breaching the Disability Discrimination Act, as well as missing out on thousands of dollars by neglecting a potential workforce. One in five Australians have a disability. 2.2 million people of working age, that means, and 500 small to medium-sized businesses were asked to rate how well they catered to the needs of employees and customers with a disability. The Disability Confidence Survey reveals overwhelmingly positive attitudes towards disability, and yet businesses are failing to act on those attitudes. Suzanne Colbert conducted this survey. She's the CEO of the Australian Network on Disability, and she's speaking with James Carlton.
Suzanne Colbert, welcome to RN Breakfast.
Good morning, James.
As Fran mentioned, 9 out of 10 businesses have a positive attitude towards people with a disability, both customers and staff. That's something to celebrate, isn't it?
That's fantastic. It's great to see that overwhelmingly positive attitude. The challenge, I think, is to translate that into positive action, because people with disability are a substantial market segment. As Fran said, it's 1 in 5 have disability, but probably 1 in 3 of us are close to someone with disability in our family. Either in our family we'll have someone who has a mobility impairment, or perhaps someone who's hard of hearing, or someone who has difficulty understanding. And when we think about if we move through our community life, where we go and what we choose, and where we go to shop and eat and all of those things, it becomes very important how our people with disability are welcomed.
And how are the positive attitudes that your survey reveals translated into action?
What we're looking for is to translate that by asking people about what would be more helpful, and actually recognising the diversity of our community. So if you're running a business, to think about how well do your customer service staff appreciate the incredible diversity of people within our community. Around 88% of disability is actually invisible, but doesn't mean to say that there are people who don't have specific needs. So from a customer service perspective, what's really helpful is if customer service staff actually look at the customer. That can be really helpful for someone who is hard of hearing. And it's these little things that can make a difference about how people feel welcomed. And they're not expensive.
Why is looking at the customer important?
Because many customers will rely on lip reading and and other cues on facial expressions to understand all of the information. If you're hard of hearing, you will read lips, you'll also look at gestures, and you'll gain information from that person from a much more a diverse way than just hearing the words, because that might be hard for you.
And what are some other practical, simple examples you could provide?
Well, I tell a story about my grandmother who was shopping one day, and she was tired. She was, in her early 90s, and she couldn't find a seat to sit down. And because of her age, even though she wanted to keep doing her shopping, after that day, she actually didn't ever go shopping again, because she didn't feel that she could reliably sit down and have a rest. And so little things like considering the needs of all of your shoppers, and of course we do have an ageing population, can make a difference.
We often find in pharmacies, for example, seats, because the pharmacist may be well tuned to those needs, but perhaps not other retail outlets.
That's right. Certainly department stores, which can be cavernous with big distances, don't readily provide seats for someone who might be experiencing fatigue or maybe unwell. And if that puts people off shopping, then our retailers aren't getting the best that they can.
Similarly, in a tight labour market, employers would be well served by making available to themselves the widest range of skills among their employees. Yet, is there an attitude that, look, as much as I'd love to take on someone with a disability, I don't want to take on what may be a cost or a burden. I simply don't have the time or money.
I think the real focus should be about you are better able to have a stronger business if you reflect the customers that you serve. And just from a data perspective, with one in five of your customers likely to have disability, then if your employees reflect the diversity of your customers, then you're going to be able to more closely accommodate the needs and be more in tune with your customers. Because if we make assumptions that everyone's just like us, we're mostly going to get that wrong. And so what we hope that businesses will do is, when they see the results of this findings, is to go to our disability confidence survey and to get some of the hints and tips and rate how they're performing in relation to inclusion of customers with disability.
And how is Australia performing to comparable countries?
There is no Australian data on welcoming customers with disability, but we know from an employment perspective that we're about mid-range. I think Australians have a good attitude, and I think we're doing better than we think that we are. And that just gives us a great opportunity to build on strength and to recognise there are over 1.1 million Australians with disability who are currently in the workforce, and so many more who would love to join the workforce and be part of the community that and to participate fully.
Suzanne Colbert, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Suzanne Colbert, she's the founding CEO of the Australian Network on Disability. They're releasing this Disability Confidence Survey report today. She was speaking with James Carlton.